You're listening to Inside Real Estate with Lori Patrick on 980 CJME.
Welcome again to Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan with Lori Patrick and special guest Eve Bauer, AAA Solid Foundation. Welcome both.
Thank you.
I'm happy to have you both here. Lori, of course, with Sutton Group Results Realty, number one agent at Sutton Group Results Realty for 2024. And you're going to learn a lot of inside information for both buyers and sellers. And from Steve at Spring, I know you're probably busy with a lot of people inquiring, do I need to rebrace my basement? Do you get a call or two like that this time of year?
Absolutely. We're getting lots of phone calls like that.
Okay. Well, we're going to give you some tips on that here in a few moments as well, too. But Lori, I thought I'd start with you. Just like, boy, the last few times we have visited on this show, you've said inventory is at an all-time low. It's spring. Has it sprung yet?
It has sprung ever so slightly. It's a very slight leak, but it is springing up a little bit. Historically, we get more listings in the spring, so we were expecting this, and it's still far too low. But I saw it hit the 600s this week, which I haven't seen in quite a while.
Well, that is good news for sure, too. And you're expecting the market to be on par or ahead of where you were last year, do you think? Or what's your feeling right now?
I feel we're going to be on par or ahead. The inventory, if it continues to increase, which we hope that it does, it's still turning over really fast. There is a backlog of buyers just waiting.
Okay, well, let's give some advice for the buyers. You've got a great story here about buying a home as well as dealing with a seller.
Yeah, well, and this is actually, I had a buyer client and they were looking for kind of not, you know, regularly, but off and on for a townhouse type condo. So we were looking sporadically at a few here and there. And then one day he contacts me and says, hey, I just found this one on Facebook. So it's a private sale. And I don't know anything about it yet, but I can do a lot with an address. So I get some history, I look at it, and I'm kind of scratching my head thinking, what seller in this market is not going to the market? It makes no sense, right? But of course, the buyer is my client, right?
In other words, why would they ever want to sell on Facebook?
Yeah. I'm not sure where he got his price from. Maybe he looked at, you know, a sale from last year, but if that's where you're getting your price from and this is how you're marketing your home, you're doing it wrong, especially in this market, in any market. But when you are in this type of seller's market and this low of inventory and that's how you're going to sell your property, it's not advisable. It's real estate
malpractice. So was this home under or above the pricing of the market as you would price it?
Far under. He's listed this. So I'm dealing with the buyer. I'm consulting with my buyer. I have no relationship. I've never talked to the seller. The buyer is sending me through, well, here's what it is. And this type of home, I can find pretty easily. He's got some photos there so I can see. Have a look at it. It's in very nice condition, but I probably would have put that on the market $30,000 higher than what he had posted it as. So of course I'm talking to my buyer saying, well, that's a pretty good buy. You know, like you should really seriously consider that. Now, of course, I never like to get into a private situation like that. You don't know anything about the seller. They don't have to play by the rules, but by this point they were already kind of far enough into it. But my advice would be in this situation to the seller, put your house on the market. There are so many buyers out there and they're always worried about, well, I'll just sell it myself and save the fees. This went well over fees. He was listed far too low to begin with. I put it on the market. I could have got competing offers. That's an unknown right now. You can get competing offers on just about anything. It can go far over list price. So it could have been even more money that he left on the table. If you're trying to sell it privately, sellers, you're leaving money on the table.
So how did it outcome? Did your buyer go?
Yeah, because, pleased? I mean, I'm advising them and I want to give them the best advice I can. And I, you know, told them, well, here's the sales. He's too low. Yeah, buy it.
Done.
Buy it. Right. You know, because I don't want them to miss a good deal because they're longtime great clients. They've bought and sold for me before. So I was more in my mind and I had the conversation with the buyer, too. Why is this guy marketing it this way? But they were thinking, they agreed, but was good for us, right? Sure, we'll jump on it.
Okay, let's move on here because you've got a lot of stories when it comes to selling homes and you've been working and consulting with someone who's almost been a year with you before selling a home?
Yeah, this was this was a seller client and I bring it up because it's the same situation or a similar situation to the one I just had with this buyer. So this is a seller client. I've been consulting with them. I've visited the house probably 3-4 times over the past year just to give advice on what to do and what not to do. Watching the market, some neighbors sold. So as the year went on and inventory dropped and I could kind of feel the market out, I would increase the price. And so we had kind of landed where I thought, okay, we'll probably list in and around this range, but I would have still pushed it a little higher. And maybe 2-3 weeks before we were set to go on the market, because they had kind of a defined move date. I get the call where, Lori, a friend of mine's daughter, or it's always my brother's cousin, or, you know, something like that, has come and looked at the house and they want to buy it. And my first thought is, did you talk price? Well, they did. Okay, well, don't do that, right? First off, it's too late for this situation, but don't do that. Because you just don't know, especially without calling me at that moment, because we hadn't talked in probably 2-3 weeks. The market is so hot right now. There's an unknown factor. I can give you sales data. I can give you inventory on the market. But actually going to the market and getting competing offers is the unknown. We could easily get far over list price. That's happening very commonly right now. And this was a choice house, choice location. It was going to go. I was expecting multiple offers on it. But now they're in this situation. And I'm talking to them saying, okay, well, what do we do now? Well, now they feel obligated and it's awkward. And so they don't know what to say to their friend. And I get why the buyers are doing this, because they don't want to compete. They could still buy the house when it hits the market. You can favor their offer. You're the seller. You're in the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. But you want to see what other buyers are going to be out there and what they're going to offer you. But now they're in the situation where they don't know what to do. So my advice to sellers...
Stop being friends.
Yeah. Well, my advice to sellers always is, when this conversation happens, because especially if you're taking this long to go to the market, you're telling people, right? And they're telling people. And then you'll start to get these inquiries. You just need to shut down that conversation and say, we're listing it on this date. Call our agent.
Yeah.
Because...
Sounds like a good idea at the time to spread the word and maybe get some interest, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I don't even mind that. You just need to shut down this conversation about not going to the market, because you're not going to save the fees. The price that they ended up talking about, I would have listed it higher. I have pretty good confidence that we would have got competing offers on it, because it was pretty nice property. Again, another seller, you've left money on the table.
So did they inevitably sell to the friend?
Yes. So I helped facilitate this. This was all fine. But at the same time, I'm thinking in my head.
You feel they left money behind.
I know they left money behind. And they know they left money behind, I believe. But, I mean, there's no point at this, you know, going over that now. But they just, I am immersed in this market every day and have been for 30-some years. And so when you're trying to be your own agent, You just can't. Just shouldn't.
I've heard a lot of your stories. I know a lot of people in the real estate industry. It is worth it. It's worth the cost for a good agent.
It is Absolutely. Worth the cost for a good agent, and it's worth the cost to be on the market on MLS,
yes.
Especially in this market. It's not something you can learn. You can't learn to be your own agent or read about it. Like, you just, the experience matters and the system matters. That is where the buyers are.
Okay, well, don't go far. We're going to take a bit of a break here, but Lori Patrick of Sutton Group Results Realty has brought a good friend that is one of many that she calls upon when she needs a little advice. And it's Steve Bauer of AAA Solid Foundation who is going to be joining us in our second segment. And Steve, you've been busy of late. What's the number one call you're getting?
Getting lots of calls for water issues and for houses that are sinking.
Sinking houses is our next topic. You won't believe what Steve has seen in the last few weeks. So don't go far from that. We're going to return in just a moment. And while you pour yourself another coffee and check things out, I want to encourage you to go to lorisells.ca. That's lorisells.ca. We're going to be right back with Inside Real Estate with Lori Patrick and Steve Bauer in just one moment.